Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is doing well. We are in for a treat again. I hope we're ready for this amazing show. And Blog Talk, let me give you the number. I did put the link up there if anybody wants to chime in. Rules for the game today. We're not going to do what we did last week and talk out of turn. We're going to allow others to speak all the way, get there, and we only want each person to speak maybe a couple minutes, okay, and then pass the mic. Don't interrupt after you get done speaking. Let somebody else speak. Write your questions down or write your statements down. Then we can, you know, keep some kind of order. I don't like that disorder, okay? The show was good. I ended up deleting it because it was so out of order, and I just can't represent myself like that, okay? So Blog Talk, let me give you their number in case you want to call in on Blog Talk, and I do Blog Talk Live, and also I do a YouTube Live at the same time. Let me give you the phone number to Blog Talk. It's 563-999-3682, and welcome, Sarah, and yes, we're going to address your question, so yes, stay tuned. Again, Blog Talk, let me give you the number, and if you want to call in, Sarah, I did give you the link, okay? The number is 563-999-3682, Blog Talk, if you want to call in and chime in on the show, you can, feel free. We will remain respectful. If you don't agree with somebody's point, that's okay because there's no right or wrong. It's how you believe. And if you believe something that, you know, if you believe, if somebody believes something that you don't believe, it's okay. It's okay. Just listen to why they believe what they believe, and maybe you're wrong, or maybe, you know, because a lot of times we believe what our parents have taught us, and if our parents don't know, then they don't know, okay? So, you know, it's good to listen to other opinions and understand why they believe the way they believe. I believe that we all have we think here, but we can go here, but we stay here because we don't listen to other people's opinions or their suggestions or their ideas, and we stay stuck. So it's okay to listen to other opinions, because I think Yahshua gives us balance. He gives us new ideas to other people. And when he brings a new idea to me, I listen to that idea, I investigate the idea, and then I go from there. I don't automatically discredit something new that I've heard, because I know that I don't know everything, so I investigate some new information. And this is why a lot of times black folks are still asleep, because they want to stay stuck in Christianity, which is a craziness to me, but we all have been there. But some woke, okay, and some will not wake up, ever wake up. So we have to understand that too. But if you're willing and ready to wake up and really, you know, ready for some new information, guess what? This is your opportunity. And that's what this show is about. It's not about any wrong or right. It's about respecting each other, and it's about waking my people up. And just because I'm waking my people up and I have a love for my people does not mean I hate anybody. And you have to understand our truth is going to be hate for them, okay? Because our truth is our truth, and they've been so used to telling us their truth, and we believe in it. Now we know truth, and we're waking up to our truth. Now we're trying to say, hey, your truth about us was wrong. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to stick to my truth, and my truth is what it is, and it's okay. Their truth about you, but we have to wake up to our truth about us. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's see what the topic is today. The topic is, okay, you guys, and I think we kind of forget this. How can black folks forget how evil Mazungas are? And you guys know who Mazungas are. I don't have to go into details. But how is it that we have forgotten how evil they are? And it's not that they changed. They just hid it. Okay? So let me answer your question. This is just a question that I hope you will answer. Do you think that some white people can truly be genuine and help the black community? Or do they all have bad intentions? I can only answer that according to the white people that I know, okay? The ones that I know. The only way that you can help, if you want to help the black community, is to talk to your own. You can't come in and talk to us and tell us how it is to be black. That's what you can't do. You can talk to your own, and you can help wake your own up to understand who we really are. But no, you cannot come here and tell black people how it is to be, what it is and how it feels and what it's all about to be black. You can't step in that lane. Those shoes you will never be able to wear, okay? Just like we can't come to the white folks and tell you how it is to be white, because we don't know. But we can tell you about the treatment that we've gotten from you guys, and this is what I'm getting ready to tell you now. So when you ask that question, as far as I know, their intentions are always bad. Because guess what? When you won't let them come in and run you or run your life or run your show or run your house or run society, what do? They flip off on you, right? They always show their intentions. They always show you who they really are. In the beginning, they'll show you their teeth. And as long as you see their teeth, you think they're friends. But once you really understand who they really are, then and tell them no and not allow them to use you, then that's when you'll begin to see their true self. So I challenge everybody that sit up here and tell me that they have a best friend named Peggy, okay, or Karen or Julia, whatever, okay? Challenge her. Be black first for a change and see what she said and see how she reacts to you being black first. Me, myself, I don't have white friends. I don't call enemies friends. And we're going to get enough of calling enemies friends. You can't call your enemies friends because those are enemies. We don't serve the same God. Those are the Satan's children. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. Look at their history. You don't ever negate somebody's history. You always look at their history, just like Biden. People say, oh, his history. I'm not going to look at his history. His history is now. 20 years worth of his history is who he is today. So I can't go on anything but his history. So when somebody tells me, oh, you're judging them by their history, that's all I can judge them by, the way that they came to me, the way that they work with me. That's why I can say what I say, because I've dealt with a whole lot of them. I've dealt with them devils since the beginning. And I'm going to tell you what, ain't nothing good about them. Nothing. All of them. Don't sit up there and tell me, oh, they all not the same. Yes, they are. They all evil. All come to kill, steal, and destroy because I know who their father is. And if you read Matthew 23, you'll find out who their father is also. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and I only know one person that does that. Look at their history. Their history was they came to kill, steal, and destroy, right? They still doing it today? Look at your prison system. Look at this. Let me just talk about this incident that happened today. It's not all yesterday in Colorado. The little shooter, what was his name? Amissa, whatever. It doesn't matter. Guess what? What does the history say? My thing is, police came, he was armed, he should have died, right? I'm just saying, why is it that when these white boys, these thugs, terrorists, and that's what they are, thug, terrorists, they're not suspects, they're thugs, they're terrorists. And those ones that climbed up the Capitol building were thugs and terrorists. That's what they are. They won't ever say it. The news said that they tried to make this 21-year-old that went into that brothel in Georgia, and that's what it was, a brothel. You're not going to tell me. When I heard the news and they said, oh, he has a sexual addiction, I'm looking, I'm thinking, why is he in a, because they were calling it a spy first, right? I said, why is this young boy in a spa? What men? A lot of men don't go to spas, right? A lot of men, yes, they did find him. A lot of men don't go to spas, right? So when I heard them say spa and I seen this, you know, the picture had spa, I said, why is this young boy in a spa? So I kept listening. When I heard that he had a sexual addiction and I found out it was Asian, I'm like, hold on, that's a brothel. That boy was going after sex. Come on, let's be real. Let's be real. Let's talk about it. Who in Georgia, what politician in Georgia do those Chinese have in their pockets to where they can operate a sex brothel in Georgia legally? Because Keisha Bottom said, oh, it was a legal operation, a legal operating business. Ain't that what she said? Yeah, it may be legal. But since when we can have a brothel in America? I'm just saying. So they can, but we can't. They can come over here and do whatever the hell they want to do. And because they pay a politician and they got politicians in their pockets, and that's what they do, they don't vote. They go there and put dollars behind the politician that's going to believe and give them what they want. They'll give them thousands and millions of dollars, okay? They don't need to vote. They find out the politician that's running, and they go get him money and say, hey, this is what we need in our community. This is something black folk don't do. They run out and vote and ask for nothing and put no money behind nobody, and we get nothing because you're paying nothing. I'm just saying, this is how it runs. This is how voting is. You put money in the game, skin in the game. You put money behind your candidate. Just like I've seen little Fannie Nanny in Fannie, what Fannie Mae or Fannie, what's the little way, the prosecutor that took Paul Howard's position. Now, she has the police union backing her, right? The police union backing this woman, this black woman. That everybody, every black person in Georgia jumped behind her instead of allowing Paul Howard to finish his duties as far as arresting. He arrested the officer that shot, who was that died? What was the boy's name that, God, dang it, his name, Booker, what was the name? Oh, God, give me the name. The guy that died, he died in the Wendy's. What was his name? They shot him in the Wendy's. The police officers was arrested. Paul Howard brought him up on charges, right? Why didn't black folk get behind Paul Howard when Paul Howard was standing up for black folk? What did we do? We jumped on the bandwagon of police union, you dummy. Georgia, you guys are idiots. I'm going to tell you now. You got a woman that won't even prosecute that case now. She said, hands off. I'm not even going to touch it, right? Because she can't. Because you know what? She's working for the police union. The police are paying her. The attorney of the dude, Rayshard Brooks. Yes, Rayshard Brooks. He was the one that died in the Wendy's parking lot. Remember, and the police officers got charges, murder charges. White folk got mad because Paul Howard brought those police officers up on charges, which is what he should have done. But they so not used to police officers getting charges, they got so mad, they said, we're going to vote you out. And that's what the hell they did. They voted against him. They got a woman, his own partner, to run against him. They backed her. The attorney for the officer that was arrested, the officer, his attorney, gave her money. So you mean to tell me? Is that some kind of integrity issue? That's stupid. Rayshard Brooks, yes, Sarah, thank you. But isn't that the dumbest thing you ever heard? Now, instead of you voting, getting behind Paul Howard, who brought the charges up on the police officer, we left him out to dry. Just like in the NFAC. NFAC stood up for black folks. What did we do? We left that bro You guys should be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. He put his neck out on for black folks. And we've been just as quiet. We won't march for him. We won't stand up and protect him. We won't do anything. I don't know why black folks need to. It bothers me because we step out for each other. So we won't back nobody black. We won't back each other up. Why? Tell me why we won't back each other. This Paul Howard was standing up for Georgia, standing up for black folk in Georgia. He brought charges against that officer. And then guess what? Somebody that was picked by your enemy ran against him because, you know, black folk, you play black folk, we'll do anything. We'll sell out our own mama. We'll sell out our sisters. We'll sell out our kids. We'll just give us a dollar. We'll sell out Jesus. Yahshua. We don't care. We'll sell out anybody we can. Give us a dollar. You done. Offer us the right money, you're done. I don't care. We are best friends with you. You're done. They looking at that money, looking at the best friend. Well, best friend, they offer me no money. If they offer me money, I'm going to take it. That's why a lot of our black leaders are doing what? A lot of our black leaders have sold us out. Look at Karen Bass. Look at Karen. Look at the Black Caucus. They working hard for these immigrants, y'all. They working hard for these agents, but won't work hard for black folks. You know why? Because you're not putting no money in the game for them. Agents paying them. Immigrants paying them. Black folks, we ain't paying nobody. We so busy arguing and fussing and fighting against each other. We ain't paying nobody. We won't put money in the game. You got to put money in the game, black folks. We got to put our money behind somebody. We got money for everything but what we really need money for. We are in a predicament right now because of us. We have paid agents. That hair industry, the beauty industry, is billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Worth billions of dollars. How many black folk in? And then we got a black man in my area. Black folk won't even patronize him. They go to the agents. I did a video on it. They go to the agents. Why you at the agent shop when you have one right down the street about 10 minutes up the road? Why you won't go up there and patronize your brother? See, this is why we're in the predicament we're in. And this is why we're treated the way we're treated. So you can't blame nobody but yourself. You can't blame a white man no more. You blame yourself. Blame yourself for the predicament that we're in right now because we can come out of this at any time. We get we're worth millions of dollars as a group, as a whole. You put your money where your mouth is. You start supporting your own. You take your money away. These agents lying on us, and they said, oh, now we being racist against them when they've been beating the hell out of women that's coming in their shop. They've been treating you like a dog when you come up in their nail shop. When you come up in there for their beauty supplies, they treat you like dogs, and you'll sit up there and still go back every day, faithfully. Why? We love abuse. We're used to abuse. We are so trauma-filled that we are attracted to trauma, and that's all we're about is trauma, 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 drama, drama, drama. That's all we work on. We are adrenaline. We are comfortable with being treated like dogs because we allow white folks to treat us that way, even with them. Walmart not treating you right? Go up and create your own. We can create our own King's Supers or B1 store and support it. We got black farmers. You can order for them online. How many of you guys, Lisa Guerrero talked about it. How many of you guys are supporting the black farmers online? I want my vegetables today. Sick of y'all sometimes. I love you, but sometimes y'all get on my nerves because I'm looking at y'all and I'm like, you got channels out here that's trying to wake y'all up, trying to help y'all to understand what's going on. And what we do, we talk against each other. We sit up here and go against each other. We won't listen. We won't listen. We're trying to get y'all to move to Africa. You sitting up here, well, this is my country, and I'm going to stay here. Okay, stay here down and go down with the ship. Me, myself, me and mine. I'm getting the hell out. I'm just saying. Y'all can sit here if you want to. I'm not going to sit up here and keep me. There are other things in life. There are other countries. If you're not feeling comfortable here, you can call it running. You can call it. I'm going to do a show on that. I don't call it running. I call it going. I'm waiting for Yahshua in Africa. I'm waiting for him because he's coming to the four corners. Why I got to be in this corner? If this corner ain't treating you right, let's go to a new corner and go wait for him at that new corner. That's not running. That's saving my life. That's saving my generation's life. That's saving my children's life. Because white folks do stuff for generations. They do stuff for generations. Just like that white 21-year-old that shot that brothel. And that's what I'm going to call it because that's what it was. They try to make that boy look like a god. Oh, he was in the church. What church he going to? Is that what they teaching in church? They teach you how to shoot up brothels? They teach you how to go to brothels? They teach you how... What you learning in church? Everybody else, we got black folks going to churches. They not shooting up rifles. So you making this white thug trying to make him look like an angel, trying to humanize him when he's a devil and he's a dysfunctional thug. Let me tell you about these white folks. Most all of them are on medication. You know why they on medication? That's keeping them demons down. because they really want to show you who they really are? Because they all, I'm telling you, y'all, how many white folks y'all know? Some of y'all don't even know white folks. Or you call them friends. I don't call none of them friends. They all crazy. Every last one of them, they're on medication. Why are they on medication? Because of their family's history. Anytime you can sit up there and see a person being burned and hung, and that's what they did. They took their children out there and showed them trauma. Did they not? They took their, they was having picnics. They was hanging niggas. They was Negroes. I'm sorry. They was here hanging black folks. You know, I get excited. They was hanging black folk, right? Burning them up. Hang them up and burning them. Then they were cutting off their body parts and they were selling them. That's trauma. You showed your kids trauma. And then you'll run over a dog and arrest a person. You arrested Michael Vick for fighting dogs. But then you took your child to see a black person being hung and burned, and you allowed your child to see that. So you passed down traumas in your generation just like we have ours. So that's why your children are on medication. But we're not allowed to have a mental illness that. We're not allowed to have that. We're always called thugs or every negative, racist name you can call us, bywords. That's what they call them in the Bible, bywords, because God said they will always have a perpetual hatred for us. And some of y'all don't believe in the Bible, but that's on you. Because guess what? Joel 3 tells you what's getting ready to happen. Read Joel 3. It's the same thing that happened to us, the same thing that they did to our children, going to happen to them. Watch and see, don't a whole lot of their children start dying this season. Y'all better open your eyes and see what's happening. You better know who you are, and you better know why things are happening. And you know why things are happening in Israel? Because you are the chosen, dummy. You are the chosen generation. Get your history book, real history. I just saw a thing where my husband showed me the other day, where a black guy had a cure to AIDS. Did you guys know that? A black guy had a cure to AIDS. I'm going to find it right now. Boy, I'm going to tell you, my husband showed me this thing the other night, and I almost had a fit. And then I'm going to get to my subject. I know I always have to do this first. Black guy, I'm going to show you him. He had a cure to AIDS. Guess what happened to him? You already know. He came up mysteriously dead. Who killed him? Just like the president in Tanzania. You're going to tell me this man was, he went against the grain. He told you guys about COVID. Tanzania president was the president that did several tests on animals and fruit, COVID tests on animals and fruit. And you know what they told him? They told him that the test on the animals and the fruit that he had sent in was positive. That's what the test scores came back. So that what made Tanzania president understand that it was something fishy about the testing of COVID. That's why he was the way he was about COVID, because he know his eyes were open. So guess what? He told him, I'm not giving my people the vaccine. They killed him. You don't believe they killed him? Them crackers killed him. They murdered your brother. They murdered him. Yes, they did. And it's time for black folks to open their eyes. Let me tell you, show you the guy. He had a cure on AIDS. His name is, back in the 80s, it says back in the late 80s, early 90s, a brother named Z-E-A-R-S, Miles, exposed the possibility of exposed a possible AIDS cure from Kenya called Cameron. He died under mysterious circumstances in 1995, and 25 years later, his book is still extremely hard to find. This is the brother right here. Hold on, let me get it in there. That's him, okay? And that's his book right there. That's his book, okay? I want y'all to understand what's going on, okay? They said he also has, hold on, let me see. Cameron is the name of the drug which was released in Kenya, okay? Removing the symptoms of AIDS. Cameron, I'm going to spell it, K-E-M-R-O-N, okay? There's other things on here that talks about, he has a whole, I was looking for the one that said he has a whole lecture on the Google it. He has a whole lecture, and it talks about his lecture. I'm going to tell you his name again. This is the brother, okay? Y'all need to understand, Z-E-A-R-S, Miles, M-I-L-E-S. That's his name, okay? And AIDS Made in the USA. It's his book. You can't even find the book, they say. But it's out there. Look up the book, AIDS Made in the USA. That's his book. I'm going to show you again. That's his book right there, okay? That's him, and that's his book, AIDS Made in the USA. And, of course, he was black. He was from Kenya, and they killed him, okay? But you want to ask me, can we trust him? Can we trust what? Can we trust who? I'm going to read something also. I want to really get into this I'm going to read something to you. And when I read this thing, y'all ask on book. This is what a president, not a president, it was a guy in South Africa, okay, and his name was, they called it the BOTHA speech of 1985. I'm getting ready to read this. This dude was the devil, okay? He was the devil. He's dead now, but he was the devil. I'm going to show you how these crackers really think. I'm going to show you. But I'm going to just let me bring up a couple more issues here, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what. Just like this Ahmad suspect, okay, the Ahmad Amissa is his name. I probably got his name. You know, I went on to find out more about this shooter, right? I couldn't find his name anywhere. Why? But if they black shooters, if they black folks, even if the officer shoots, you can't find officers, but you can always find the black name, right? I couldn't find nothing on Ahmad. Tell me why. Just like the 21-year-old. Who shot up the Bronco? New York Times or Washington Post, when they wrote a story on him, you would have thought Jesus came to the earth. They had, oh my God, he was a Sunday school this, and he went to church, and he was in some kind of sexual addiction class, and they worked it up. They didn't call him a thug. They didn't call him a terrorist. They didn't call him a murderer, which is what he is. And I'm so sick, and I told people. Everybody was sitting up there, Karen Bass was talking about, it's about guns. It's not about guns. It's about racism and white privilege in America. That's what it's about. Until you handle that, until you take care of that problem, until you really are honest about what's going on here in America and handle this racism problem, more than those thug bastards going to keep on rising up and murdering their own. Okay? That's white-on-white crime. They're not talking about that. They always say black-on-black crime, right? Black folk kill black folk because that's who we're around. Asians kill Asians because that's who they're around. And white folk kill white folk because that's who they're around. Please stop. Stop with this black and black crime. Everybody kill everybody. It's not just black folk, but media got you believing that only black folk kill black folk. I was at work this other day, and a girl told me, she was talking about one of the workers, and the black girl was talking to a white girl, and the white girl said, hey, we were talking about guns. And the black girl said, the white girl asked the black girl, do you have a gun? And she said, yeah. She said, no. She said, no, I don't. But no. The white boy butted in. Her neighbor that was working next to her said, well, you know, all black folk carry guns. All black folk carry guns. Look at Chicago. That's what his comment was. I wish I had heard it. I'd have ate him up. I'd have said, let's not forget who's shooting up schools. Who's shooting up churches? Who's shooting up supermarkets? Who's shooting up Walmart? Who's shooting up churches? I'm just saying, nightclubs, daycare. Remember back in 1982, you had a guy that blew up a federal daycare building, and killed all them babies. Remember that? Who's doing that? Are they black? They're not black. So guess what? We're acting the way our oppressor has taught us. Who started rioting back in the 1919? Who started rioting? All those black cities, white folks, Greenville, which is who? Rosewood, Black Wall Street. Who bombed Black Wall Street? Bombed your government. We don't have no bombs. We don't have no helicopters. Who bombed it? Your government. MOVE, M-O-V-E. Look that up. In Philadelphia, 1982, they bombed a black family in a neighborhood that was being black first. This just happened in 1982. Look up the word M, period, O, period, V, period, E, in Philly. Look up that family. That's what they were called, MOVE. And your government came in and bombed 11 people. They had like 5 children and the rest adults in this big, huge building, okay? And they bombed the whole building, the whole block. They got one family. They were trying to get one family, and they bombed the whole, damaged the whole block. But that's because black folk, when we want to step out in our truth, we can't be ourselves. We can't step out in our truth. Our truth is their hate. They call it hate speech. When we want to be honest about black and talk about blackness and talk about being one, they call it hate because they don't want you talking about you. They want us always talking about them. I had a guy, I tell the story all the time. I had a guy at work that was harassing, right? He was a white guy. And I'm just waiting on my opportunity. And I got my opportunity. One day he followed me outside. was trying to harass me. I told him, you nothing. How is a nothing? He called me something. He called me a name, right? And I looked at him, and I said, a nothing will never be able to validate a something. You are a racist nothing trying to validate a something, and you never will and never can. I understand your daddy abused you and your mama when you was born, because he was like part Vietnamese, and his dad was white, and his mom was Vietnamese. So I know he went through some hell up in that house, okay? I said, and because your daddy was abusing you and your mama, you mad at all women. I said, and he taught you how to be a racist. Oh, I went on and on and on. That boy, he now, that day when I got done with him, he's not said nothing that came near me since. I was waiting on him. I don't have to say nothing immediately right then. I wait to get my time. I was outside, no cameras, nobody's around me and him. I'm just saying, you're not going to sit up there and harass me. I got you. But until us black folks do what we need to do and support our own, this is what integration has done for us. We have forgotten how dangerous they are. And I'm going to ask the question again. What's my question? How can black folk forget how evil Mzungus are? And y'all know who the Mzungus are. And if you don't, put it in the chat who I'm talking about. Okay? How can we forget? We done fought wars for these crackers. We done fought wars for them. And then you come home and you got hung in the same uniform that you wore fighting for other countries' freedom when you weren't even free yourself. We done fought wars for them. And you come back and you can't even eat at the same restaurant. But I wouldn't have wanted to anyway. You couldn't even sit on the, you had to sit in the back of the bus. Martin Luther King should have taught us how to own our own buses. Why are you going to teach me how to sit on the front of, who cares about sitting on a bus? Teach me how to own it, my own. Teach me how to pay my money to, we had over 258 cities, black cities, where they at now. They got highways through them. Black folk wanted to come together with white folks so bad. All of our cities, all of our ghettos that they created, that's where the ghetto, guess who created the ghetto? They did. How did they create the ghetto? It's called white flight, look it up. They moved out, they created these little areas. White, black folks started moving in. White folk would get up and move out to the suburbs and take the money and the businesses with them, right? Come on, y'all, work with me. And then they would redline those areas and call them. They wouldn't give you bank loans, right? And they redlined them. They wouldn't give you loans to fix them up. Then the white folk would come and buy them up and shoot the rents up high, sky high. So you guys had to pay these high rents. And they wouldn't fix nothing up. So guess who created the ghettos that you live in, black family? They did for you. They took all the money and went to the suburbs. And we weren't allowed at some point to buy homes, right? We weren't allowed to have our own. But when we could, we began to buy up the ghettos, okay? We began to buy up a little when we could, okay? And if we took our tax dollars and put toward our schools and our stores and our everything, ours would have looked a whole lot better than theirs. Because when you come together with devils, you begin to take on their characteristics, their LGBT, LMNOP. I was just saying, you begin to act like them. You begin to think like them. You begin to get dysfunctional like them. Now you got black folks running around here talking about, I'm LGBT first. I'm first. No, you black first. Because I'm going to tell you what. The LGBT people, some of them groups are racist as hell. And y'all black folk who LGBT, you know it. They racist. But you sitting up there, BLM is not Black Lives Matter. That's the front for LGBT. Because you'll hear them, trans lives matter. No, they don't. Stop it. Nobody knows that you're transgender, or nobody knows that you're LGBT if you don't open your mouth and tell people. Nobody cares. But if I walk in a room, I'm all black. I can't take my blackness off. So for you to do this H1, you got two laws that they passed, H15 and H1. Y'all better pay attention because this transgender is moving forward. You got them in the government, and they vote these laws in, and they want to do something with your children, bringing the age down from 12 to 8, talking about they can make adult choices. How is an 8-year-old going to make an adult choice whether he wants to be a girl or a boy? You are a girl if you got a coochie, and you're a boy if you got a penis. I'm just being honest. I don't know how else to say it. So you can't come to me and put lipstick on a man and call him a woman. Do you have a penis? Yeah. Then you are a man. I don't care how. You can cut it open or whatever. I don't know whether you can glue it to whatever they do. Okay. You still have an extra piece that a woman, myself, don't have. Okay. Do you have boobies? Do you have a coochie? Okay, then you're a woman. You can't put lipstick on a man and a wig and nails and call him a woman. No, it doesn't work like that. If I look at a pig and I dress him up like a dog, he's still going to be a pig, right? I'm just saying. Stop with the madness, black folks. Stop it. Stop. It bothers me. We will fight more for transgender. We will fight more for LGBT than we do for our blackness. You cannot not be black. It is time for us to be black. It's time for us to be who we are. It's time for us to fight for our rights. You see how these agents stood up? You had all them people die, eight of them in Georgia, right? Did you see them marching this weekend? When we die, what we do? Well, nothing we can do about it. Well, I guess, you know, no. Uh-uh. We need to come out here and we need to start doing some things. I don't condone violence. I condone us defending ourselves, but we'll be out here marching. And I'm going to tell you what, when they tell you riots don't help, guess what? It did for them. Where are black cities that they rioted? New York riots, look it up, 1919. Look up the New York riots. Look up the St. Louis riots. Look up the Greenville riots. Look up the Red Dawn. Look up the Redwood riots. Look it up. Okay? All of these riots were started white folks, and they were burning down black cities. That's what happened to your black city. You wanted so bad to come together with these white folks. Martin Luther King wanted so bad to bring you together with white folks. Look at you now. You can't get away from them now. You're thinking that just like, well, I got a best friend named Sally. Shut up. You're stupid. So, yeah, they create these ghettos for us. They wouldn't even give you loans. They redline your neighborhood. You still can't get loans today to fix up nothing in your house. We're getting put at the bottom of the category. We're at the bottom of everything. All I hear is Asians, Asian, Asian. I see on Janet Jackson Post, made me sick. Hey, stop Asian hate. Girl, you know I had to get on there. Stop the black hate. I said, girl, you're not Asian. What the hell you care about Asians? Why don't you care about your own? Why don't you care about that? I don't hear you talking about when our kids getting shot. I don't hear you talking about stop the black hate, then. But you're going to get on there to stop the Asian hate. What the hell are you talking about? Asians hate black folks just as much as we don't hate anybody. You have to understand that black folks don't hate. We will give you our laugh, and we have. We put their Asian children through college. We bought them Mercedes, right? Several Mercedes. We bought them $3 million. We bought them $3, $4, $5 million homes. When you don't have it yourself, some of y'all still catching the bus, but you go to them Asian hair places, right? Beauty supply places, right? And what you do? You go get them your dime, your last dime. Knowing that they just choked out a woman in New York. Knowing that they just choked out a woman in Charlotte, North Carolina. But you don't care because it's not, well, it didn't happen to me, so I'm good. I don't have no problem with Asians. You a dummy, too. You are a dummy. When you talk like that, if my brother's hurting, you saw how they treated my African brothers in China when COVID came and they started it? They was putting them out of homes, weren't they? They was putting them out of everywhere, weren't they? I'm saying these cold words, I know it. I hope my live is good. Is my live good, y'all? Can you hear me? Yes, God is against homosexuality, yes. And yes, they treat us like dirt. They treat the dogs better than they do black folk. How's my live? Is my live okay? You have to understand what's going on, you guys. Let me know. Okay, my live is good. Sarah, thank you. Because I know I'm saying cold words that'll kind of, okay. But my thing is, we have to understand. Did you know how they treated your African brother? They were putting him out in the cold. One woman was pregnant. They would not even allow her to come in the hospital to have her baby. This is what I'm saying. One African man, he was sick, right? They wouldn't even allow him to come in. And he didn't have the COVID, okay? He didn't. But they wouldn't allow him to come into the hospital. But they started it. But you're going to sit up there and try to make it a black man. And y'all black folk, I'm going to tell you now. I am Legend last night. I was watching the movie. I had seen it before, but I knew it was some code words, and I do believe the code words are in some of these movies. So I was watching it over. And do you not know in I Am Legend, it was a lady that made a vaccine. She was a doctor. She made a vaccine. Listen up carefully. She made a vaccine and gave that vaccine to millions of people. And then they asked her, well, how many has it cured? She said, all of them. 3 years later, a whole lot of them had died, and the ones that didn't die turned into dark seekers. Okay, they could only, they was like, it was almost like they had, they had gotten like rabies. You understand what I'm saying? It was almost like, you know how dogs act when they get rabies? That's how they all started acting. So they were all, they couldn't come out in the light. They were all, you know, they started eating the black people. They started eating people, the real people. You know, it was a crazy show. Watch I Am Legend. If you guys open your eyes to what's going on today, I'm going to tell you what, if y'all who took that vaccine, you're in trouble and you can't reverse it. So if you're dumb enough to trust your enemy and you took that vaccine, you're done. And you don't even know that you have just signed your death certificate. And you know what? A lot of black folks are standing in these lines because T.D. Jakes said, it's okay to take it because I took it. Don't you know these black churches in Soul 12? Tyler Perry, a man that wears a dress, you believed him. He came and told you, I took it, but he didn't come on you didn't see him actually take it, did you? But he told you he took it. How do you know he took it? But you ran in and took it because Tyler Perry said he took it. T.D. Jakes told you he took it. Fred Price, who opened his church, I don't know if he took it or not, but he dead today, right? I'm going to tell you what. God, Yahshua is holding these pastors accountable. If you are a pastor and you have your church open, you will be held accountable. If you are feeding and you are allowing your government, this twisted government, who have done so many experiments on black people, this is why it behooves me to understand why black folks standing in their line. You're trusting your government for your dear life because you want to travel. Are you crazy? You're trusting them with your life. They've always been trying to get rid of black people, and you're trusting them with your life. Oh, my God, I can't take y'all nowhere. When I look at the Asians and I hear about how they're talking about Asian this and Asian that, they had an Asian task force and an Asian this. How many Asians are dying by police? How many Asians they put in jail? How many Asians do they treat like black people? They're getting a law together, Biden's law, he's Biden is again. This your buddy, Democrat. Every time y'all vote Democrat, this is what these Democrats do. They're all for LGBT and trying to take your babies. You better look at some of these laws, H1 and H5, look it up. They're trying to take your babies. Yes, they're taking over and disrespecting us, and we are not standing up for ourselves. We don't ever stand up for ourselves because we, black people are the most loving people ever. We love everybody except each other, and that's how they taught you, Sarah. That's how they taught you. They taught you how to love everybody except you. They wanted, Willie Lynch taught you that. Look up Willie Lynch. Stockholm Syndrome, look that up. You'll find out what's going on with black people. We love our enemies. We love our oppressors. We love them. We love them. They can't do no wrong. But they got you looking at your own twisted. They got you looking at your own, like, you suspect. You doing good for black people? What you doing? That's how we look at our own. They can't use us. And the reason they're coming out with this vaccine, this is the last. I'm telling you, everything getting ready to switch. They have to fall for us to come up. If y'all understand what's going on right now, if you are here, you better get to Africa and get you some land and get you some businesses because Africa is the now. Africa is the now. I'm telling you what, Africa is the now. If you can get your business started, if you got $10,000, you got your taxes, and you got $10,000, you can go over there and start your business. You can go buy you some land for $700. You can buy you some land for $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, buy the water. I'm just saying, and you can start your own business. I'm just saying, you guys, it's so much that you can do there. Sky is the limit. You got a guy, Go Black to Africa. I love his show. He's been doing different, talking to different ones and give you business ideas. Dr. Harnett, she's another one. She lives in Africa. She's telling you business ideas as far as what kind of business to open. I'm just saying, pull her up. She's free. Watch her for free. She'll tell you and show you what kind of business you need to open. Come on, you guys. You guys have gifts. Open up a bakery. You have gifts. Oh, excuse me, you guys. I'm so sorry. Open up a bakery. My mouth is dry. Open up your own mechanics. Okay, you know how to do cars? Go and open up your own tire shop, your own mechanic. You have merchandise that you can open up your own store that they can buy electronics from you and don't charge so much. Nothing is going back to normal. You're right there. After this coronavirus, I am sick of people saying that everything is going to be okay after this pandemic. It's not a pandemic. It's a pandemic. And it's obviously not. It will never be the same. Never, ever, ever, ever. Black folk, I'm telling you what, you are on the rise. If y'all better open y'all eyes right now, y'all on the rise. Now they can't use us no more. They're trying to get rid of us. You know, they always been trying to get rid of us, but they'll never be able to get rid of black people. Never. Okay? Never, 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 never. Okay? I look at them and I understand and I see how they're trying to deplete us and they're trying to get rid of us and stuff. But it's so sad because they're depleting themselves. Everything you try to do to us, you do to yourself. You cannot deplete us. There's no way you're going to deplete us. We're always going to be on the rise. You know, I look at our leaders and I look at the Black Caucus and I look at how they sold us out, all of them. Everybody black. I don't see anybody that's black first. Do you? In our black leaders, do you see anybody standing up for black people? None. Because they've chosen them. Anytime it's somebody they've chosen, that means they think like them. Al Sharpton came on there and said, you know, hey, I took the vaccine. I said, so what? Nobody's listening to you. You don't have that authority over black people anymore. And I said, I hope and pray that that vaccine does to you what it's doing to everybody else. Rest in peace. I'm just saying. That's what I said. And I said what I said, and I don't care. Because I meant it. Because I'm telling you what, these coons, boy, I tell you, I'm going to just, you know, you got laws that have intentionally put us in a state, okay? They have laws. We don't even know that we're in a certain state. We don't even know that the system that they set up to hurt you on purpose. We don't even recognize that. We don't even understand, okay? There is a system that's working against us that we don't even know that's there. How do we get here? How did we get here? Okay? Look at your history, how we got here. We had help to get here. People look at black folks, they said, black folks doing this, that, and the other. How did we get here? Let's go all the way back. Because when we were with our own, we were families. We were a family unit, right? Let me show you when it changed. In the 70s, okay, let's look at, you know, the 20s, families were together, right? We was rocking with each other. Then we came up with the segregation. What happened? We forgot we were black. We stopped teaching that we were black. We stopped teaching how important it was to be black. Because I remember, black and I'm proud. Remember that? Say it now. I'm black and I'm proud. Remember that? James Brown came with that song, right? Okay, in the 70s. Because from slavery to like 1920s, black, you know, we had our black cities. The old black leaders used to say no. They wanted us to come together with them. Black leaders said no. It's going to take too long for us to change their mindset. For them to change their mindset and for us to, you know, to understand, let's just stay the way we are. They didn't want to come together with them, okay? When 1963 came, Martin Luther King came along because before then, black families was tight. Black families thought black first, okay? Go back in your history and see when did we start thinking the way we think? 1963 to 1970, okay? 1963 was civil rights. We fought. We started coming along with them. 1970, what happened? They dried up our jobs. They dropped drugs up. Boy, they stopped putting a plan. Let me tell you something. When white folks do stuff, they do stuff to impact generations. We think today, here and now. They think 50, 60, 70. Just like Biden, what he's doing now, he's setting up the Asians, setting up the immigrants against us, trying to quiet the black boys. They knew that last election, they said, if we don't get back in there, we're going to be in trouble. They knew it. They said, if we get in there again, we're going to set up stuff, and we're going to shut these black folk down. And that's exactly what they're trying to do with these immigrants and these Asians, but it's backfiring on them. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. Whew! Okay, Sarah, I hear you. African people are actually buying bleaching cream. Okay, that's why they need you there. They need us there. They need us to show them how dangerous these white folk are. They don't know how dangerous they are. They only see what comes to visit them, and they say, oh, they're so nice. But they haven't dealt with them. They're blinded. Just like we have black folk here buying bleaching cream. Okay, it ain't just African people. It's black folk here that's buying bleaching cream. If you put relaxer in your hair, you still brainwashed.
I'm just saying. It's not just African America. It's just not Africa. You got black folks doing the same thing. If you still relaxing your hair, you still sleep. Okay? And you stay focused. Every time you get me off focus. Okay, I ain't gonna read your comments, but go ahead and put them in there. Because I wanna stay on target here, because I wanna get to what this man said. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so they start, what they do, they drop drugs in our neighborhood. Okay? They took our men's job, dropped drugs in the neighborhood, our men started, our black folks started taking drugs, and they started selling it, right? So that's when they came in with the prison complex, okay? They then sold in, you know, privatized the prison. They started putting our men in, you know, they had a thing with the state, and the prisons had a contract. You got to keep the jail 90% full. Or else the prisons can sue the state for not keeping the prisons full. You got to understand the billions and trillions of dollars that your judges, your DAs, get behind putting you in jail. Boy, y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. When I worked in the jail, every inmate, they got $100 per inmate. I'm just saying. That you are, honey, they paying for y'all. Okay, they paying for y'all little black bodies. Okay, I'm just saying. Let me help you out. I ain't done. Come on, I'm going to get there. I'm trying to get there, you guys. So what they do? Of course, we talked about the redlining. Of course, they offered our women. They said, okay, your men, you know, but guess what? They told us our men couldn't be in our homes, right, for our babies, for our sons. They knew what the consequences of us leaving our men out the house, or putting our men out the house. We didn't put them out. We came up with a suggestion, and the women said, okay, we're going to get this EBT because you can't get a job. We're going to still come together. You just going to have to live outside the house for now. Because back in the day, they was checking out the family. They was coming, checking out black folk homes to see if the men live there or not. Come on now. You know, if they're going to put a law together, they're going to check behind to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, right? So they was offering women money. They was offering them EBT. And they said, okay, if we give you this, if we give you housing, Section 8, if we give it to you, you can't have your men in the house, but the Chinese can. The Asians, the immigrants, when they come, they don't divide their families through it. Do you guys notice that? They don't divide their families through it, but they divide ours, don't they? Yeah, they do. Well, we're going to do a chop part two of this, and I already see this going to be a part two, because we ain't going to get all of it done today, but I'm going to try, because I don't want to be on here too long. But I'm going to tell you what, when the immigrants come over here, they can have their mama, their grandma, their cousins, uncles, everybody in the house, right? But they tell black folks, Section 8, you can't have no man living in your house, right? Why is that? Why is it so important for us to get rid of our men? Guess who waiting up? We getting rid of our men, but the white women, they come and get them, and they swooping right up at them. Come on, ladies. We need our men. Two is better than one. I tell you what, if those men, back in the day, I'm not blaming anybody. If we should have stood together for one, and when them women came to me and told me, well, we're gonna have to separate. I'm going to need you to move out. Then me and say, I'm not going nowhere. We're going to stick together. I'm the king of this house. We're going to stick together, and we're going to do this thing together. We're going to work it out. I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to get my own business. We're going to support each other. Black folks should have stayed and started supporting each other. We don't need what the white folk has given us, because every time they put their hands on something that's got anything to do with black folk, they want to tear it apart. It's divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And that's what they're doing to black women and men now, divide and conquer. Y'all black women, stop saying what you don't need. Stop telling folks that you don't need your men. We need our men. Those are your protectors. They want to remove your protectors away from you. That's why we get treated the way we treat it, because we don't have no protectors. Oh, my God, if y'all could see what I'm telling you, y'all better open your eyes up and see. Instead of us building, instead of coming together and build, we didn't do that. We separated. We did exactly what they wanted us to do. We put our men out of the house, and they left willingly. They went. They went. So to say black folks, we just killing each other, we just want to do wrong because we want to, that's a misconception. We're not trying to kill nobody. We're not trying to hurt nobody. We're trying to live. We're trying to live. And they've taught us well. Everything black folks doing to each other, they've created that. Everything that you see was created. So we look at each other. We're looking at what we see, and we're not looking at what happened. We're not looking at how did it get here. How did it get here? How did black-on-black crime start? How did this ghetto start? We're not looking at how things have started. What started it? How we get to this point? We always looking at where we are now. We're not looking at how we got here. I'm just trying to show you how evil these people are. You keep thinking they're your friends, I'm going to let you know they're not. Let me keep helping you out, okay? can understand that the, how they created the condition. Jobs gone. Drugs dropped in the neighborhood. Okay? All of this. FHA loans. They were giving them. Now, let me just show you how they're doing the white folks. They were giving them FHA loans. Giving them loans. The black folks went to the service. They fought in the service. And they would give black folk loans. They were giving them house loans. They were giving them 3% small interest loans. And black folk couldn't get them. We couldn't buy these houses in certain neighborhoods. They wouldn't give us. You went to the war for your FHA thing, veteran, whatever you get. You couldn't get it. No, they wouldn't give you nothing. Mm-mm. And then they told them to start giving women all the benefits. And even now today, they still trying to give women the benefits. Voting for Biden. Most black women voted for Biden. This man put your children, your son, behind bars. And then you put a junior Obama in too, who called your children thugs, who treats our black men like dirt. Look at her record. But you guys, oh, she's black first. The woman is not black. She says she's Asian. When she first got in Senate, filed some tapes, she sworn in as the first Asian. She never signed in as black. Now she black because she wants y'all black folk hating for her. And she know how we think. We're so excited to see anybody that resemble us. You may resemble us. You may look like us, but you don't have a black heart, black first. You don't have a heart after black folk. Her record with black folk is terrible. You want to sit up there and always tell us to get our bootstraps, okay? But you're looking at, you gave us the boots with no straps. Some of us don't even have the boots. Can we have the boots and the straps? If you gave us the boots, can we have the straps, please, so that we can pull ourselves up? But when we do, what happens? When black folks pull themselves up, what happens? They find some way to take your money from you, don't they? The IRS will come after you. If you're trying to be black folks in FAC, they put you in jail. Or Martin Luther King, they kill you. Which one? So they want you to pull yourself up or not? They'll tell you to pull yourself up. When you start pulling yourself up, what they do, they come and destroy your city. That we black folk need to start. These 19 families, they got 100 acres of land. Black folk need to do that across the country. Go and start. We need to separate from them, plain and simple. We need to start creating what we want to see. Yeah, we tell you to stay away from these Asians, the beauty supply places. Okay, we got black folk that sell hair online. You need to find some black folk in your area that can do your nails, that can do pedicures and manicures. White Asians are not the only ones. And then they hurt your feet anyway. I don't let them do nothing. I'm not giving them a darn damn of my money. I'm not. I don't even go past the little stove. I don't even go in the little stove. I'm just saying. I'm not going to give my abusers nothing. Just like these police officers start suing their pensions, start suing the insurance companies. Because they all have to work, they all have to be insured. Start suing those insurance companies on the job. They have insurance companies that are insuring them. You need to go after those insurance companies, okay? Stop picking the little attorney that's not going to do nothing for you, but give you a check. We want to see them police officers jail time, okay? We in a black folk in an abusive relationship, and we don't even know how to get out of it. We've been beat. It's just like, it's just like you in a relationship with your husband, and he's been beating you for 20 years, and then now 20 years later, you looking crazy, you looking all, beat up, you got marks on your hair, he just pulled your hair out by the plug, and then he look at you and tell you, you look a mess. What the hell you mean I look a mess? I've been being abused by you for 20 years. You did it. That's the same relationship we in with America. 400 years, they have dogged you. They have traumatized you. They have kill, steal, and destroy. They have done everything but evil, as much evil as they can think to do to you. And you still fighting to stay with them. You still won't even investigate Africa. You won't even go to visit Africa. You won't even get you a $300 or $400 ticket to go to Africa to find out what's true and what's not. Just pick you a city, Tanzania. Find out if you need, find out what you need to get there. Find out if you need a COVID test. I think all of you need a COVID test. Some you need shots, some you don't. You don't want to take the shots, go to a city, a country that you don't have to take the shots. I'm just saying. Go to a city where, and when I say shots, I'm talking about this yellow fever and all this malaria. Some you do have to take the little whatever to go there, okay? But But my thing, you can go somewhere where you don't have to take all this. All African countries don't, you know, mandate it for you to take these shots, okay? But I'm just saying, I know you have to take a COVID test, but not the COVID shot, okay? But those states, Tanzania, Rwanda, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Gambia. I'm just saying, go and visit. Stop taking your enemy's word for everything, and you say stuff out your mouth like, African, I don't like you. How do you know? You don't even know no African. Stop saying that. I hate that. Stop it. I hate that. How do you know what they like? Black folk here don't like you, but you're still here. Stop it. You got black folk right here that can't stand you, but you still rock with them, don't you? Okay? I'm just saying. We have been in this abusive relationship for too long. Matthew 23, if you read it, it tells you what type of people that we're dealing with, family. Matthew 23, read the whole chapter. And it tells you we don't serve the same God they serve. God called them serpent people. Why do you think he called them that? He called them vipers. Why do you think he called them that? You have to understand. I look at the abortion rate, and I looked at Margaret Sanger and how they put the abortion clinics in our neighborhood. Why do you think they did that? And then we walk around here saying, ain't no men. I guess so. We didn't abort them. Ladies. Ladies. Google is your friend. Get you some birth certificate. Birth certificate. Get you some birth control. You don't want babies. Take your pill. Cover it up. Get your diagram, whatever you got to do. Do it so that we can stop aborting our babies. Have babies when you want them. Have babies when it's time. Stop just having sex unprotected and then making excuses why you got pregnant. We're aborting our kings. And then we're looking like China aborted all them boy babies. Remember that back in 1982, China was aborting all the girl babies. All the girl babies, they was aborting them. And now they got to go to Africa to get their wives because they don't have any girl babies. They aborted them all, dummy. Now, what kind of IQ is that? You just sat up there and aborted your girl baby. And then you sit there wondering, where are all the women? We got to go to other countries to marry them. They're women. So they going to Africa marrying them women. They don't even like black women. But you have to understand why. It's about the land. Let me just show you. With this man, what I'm going to read you, he said they got their children set up just as baby-making factories. They have their children that's going to come together with our men and women to procreate because they're not creating. They're not procreating. God don't even want them devils reproducing nothing. He got them to where they can't have babies. They not reproducing babies. We are. As long as we stay in captivity, we're going to always produce. But they put those abortion clinics in our neighborhood to stop us. But they can't stop us the way they want to. But they slowing us down. But they're not going to stop us. But God is stopping them. Because the more you put, the more you really push it, just like Jesse Jackson. Let's think back in 82 when he ran for president. Jesse Jackson ran for president. He was against abortion. But guess who backed him? The abortion clinics gave him money. So all of a sudden, he was for abortion. Remember? You better rewind it back, honey. That dude ain't good at all. All of them sold out Negroes. Jesse, Al, Lewis, Elijah Cummings, all them sold out niggas. Every time you look at somebody that's called themselves black, there's a civil rights, Karen Bass, all of them were civil rights leaders, weren't they? In the civil rights movement, weren't they? They ain't worth a damn now. You can't get in a fight. You can't give them the fight, police brutality. You can't get them to say nothing, be one. Oh, the immigrants. The Asians. Oh, they fighting hard for them. But they won't mention your black behind. But we put them in, and we keep putting them in every year. We keep voting them in every year. Keep on voting them Democrats in. And the Democrats have treated the black folk. Go and do your history. The Democrats have treated black folk worse than anybody. All of them racist, though. All of the presidents, Nixon, Reagan, they worse was Reagan, Nixon. They put drugs in your neighborhood to fund the Contra war, okay? The contraband war. Remember the war over there? They funded it with putting you selling drugs. With the drug money, putting you in prison, all of that. They always made money off black people and still making money off you. You're melanation now. Women coming up missing, why? Your melanin is worth millions. Your organs are worth millions. They always make money off of you, babe. Always. We have to come from among them. We don't have a choice. We got to change our mindset. It's time for us to understand who are whose children. Jason had children, okay? I'm getting ready to go there. Jason's children are the Khazarians, are the white folks. People don't understand that. They go, oh, it's Esau. That's a whole different story. It's not really Esau. Edom, Rome, okay? Esau. It's just, it's a big, but I'm telling you, you have to understand the Rockefellers, the elite. Who's that other family? Those elites that are over the money, okay? The Rockefellers, and they call something else Khazarians. Those are the Japheths. Those are the Khazarians. Those are the Japheth children. You have to understand who we don't even know who we're messing with, who we're playing with. That's why we're so confused when things happen. This is why we don't understand what's going on. This is why we don't understand. Oh, my goodness, I need to get started. This is I know it's going to be a part two. I'm going to do a part two. I just want to start reading what this man said. I just want to start reading. And I told this Baco speech in 1985. This is what you're dealing with. Let me just read a little bit of it. Okay? The following is a speech made by a former South African president, P.W. Baco. I thought, oh, I knew he was to his cabinet. This reprint was written. Okay, we don't even know that. Okay. This is what the man said. Has been Peoria. Has been made by the white man, the white mind for the white man, okay? Okay, he's talking about a city. Hold on, let me see. It says Pretoria. I'm going to spell it, yeah. Pretoria. Pretoria, okay, has been made for the white mind, for the white man. We are not obligated even the least to try to prove to anybody and to the blacks that we are superior people. Listen now, we have demonstrated that to the blacks in 1,001 ways. You guys can pull this up if you want to. The Republic of South Africa that we know of today has not been created by wishful thinking. We have created it at the expense of intelligence, sweat, and blood, where they, Afrikaners, who tried to eliminate the Australian Aboriginals. Boy, these people. Ooh. Are they Afrikaners who discriminate against blacks and call them the N-word in the States? Were they Afrikaners who started the slave trade? Now, you hear what he's saying now. He's talking about America, and he's talking about the racist thing. Where is the black man appreciated? Where is the black man appreciated? England discriminates against its blacks, and they call them sus laws, is out to discipline the blacks. Canada, France, Russia, and Japan all played their discrimination too, okay? Why in the hell, then, is so much noise made about us? Talk about South Africa. Why are they biased against us? I am simply trying to prove to you all that there is nothing unusual. We are doing that to the so-called civilized world are not doing. Okay, he's saying we're not doing anything that anybody else is not doing. We are simply an honest people who have come out aloud with a clear philosophy of how we want to live our own white lives. Listen, this dude is, tell me how you feel. Please tell me how you feel, okay? I'm just saying, welcome, Tuco. Welcome. We do not pretend like other whites that we like blacks. Listen, okay? The fact that blacks look like human beings and act like human beings do not necessarily make them sensible human beings. Tell me how you feel. Come on. Okay? Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Hedgehogs are not lizards, are not crocodiles simply because they look alike, okay? He's referred to two separate animals like crocodiles and alligators. They look alike, but they're not. They're different, right? That's what he's trying to say, okay? If God wanted us to be equal to the blacks, he would have created us all of a uniform color and intellect, okay? But he created us differently. White, black, yellow, rulers, and the ruled. Okay, let me say that again. White, blacks, yellow, rulers, and the ruled. Intellectually, we are superior to the blacks. Come on now. This is what the man is telling you, that we are superior to the blacks. That has been proven beyond any reasonable doubt over the years. I don't know where he got that proof from, out of his own mind, I'm assuming, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what. We're called something. Nothings always want to be something, and they never will. Nothings will never be nothing. And God called them spittle. I'm just saying. I believe that the Africaner is an honest, now he's talking about the white one, God-fearing person who has demonstrated practically the right way of being. Okay. Okay, y'all with me? Nevertheless, it is comforting to know that behind the scenes, Europe, America, Canada, Australia, and all others are behind us in spite of what they say. So they saying America, but guess what? America's treated us the same way they did with apartheid in Africa, right? And they still doing it. Okay, come on now. Okay, for diplomatic relations, we all know what language should be used and where. Okay, it's a certain language you use. You can't be like Trump and be so loud about it. You have to be more like Biden and be more slick about it. Throw the rock and hide your hand. That's what it's all about. To prove my point, Conrad does anything of, you know, a white country without an investment or interest in South Africa. Let me read that again. To prove my point, Conrad does anyone of, you know, a white country without an investment or interest in South Africa. Everybody wants to be in Africa. Why? Africa is the land of the milk and honey. It has everything there. Africa is the now, people. You better open your eyes and understand Nigeria is a Ford company. Just went out there to make cars. Nigeria is making cars now. Boy, y'all better understand what's manufacturing. Solar panels are being manufactured in Africa, and a whole lot of other companies is coming up in Africa. Boy, y'all better listen and open up your eyes. Who buys our gold? Who buys our diamonds? Who trades with us? Who is helping us develop our nuclear weapons? The very truth is that we are their people, and they are our people. It's a big secret. The strength of our economy is backed by America, Britain, and Germany. It is our strong conviction, therefore, that the black is the raw material of the white man. Let me read it again. It is our strong conviction, therefore, that the black is the raw material for the white man. So, brothers and sisters, let us join hands together to fight against this black devil. Ooh, they calling you devils. Boy, the devil want to call the devil black. What? Ain't that something? The pot trying to call Keller black. Mm. How you going? Wait a minute. Let me just, okay, hold on. Who came to kill, steal, and destroy? Who came and cut our babies out of our stomachs? Who's hanging black folk on trees and burning them from the limb? Okay? I'm just saying, look at the system now. Who is killing our black babies, unarmed black babies? Y'all better, ooh, okay, let me just keep on. I know y'all saying, come on, Cassie. Okay, I'm just trying to say, okay? I appeal to all Africaners, you tell my white folk, to come out with any creative mind, means of fighting this war. Surely God, they're always throwing God in. They always want to put God in something, some of their mess. Okay? They're God. You have to understand we don't serve the same God. I keep telling y'all that, right? We don't serve the same God. Our God tells us to forgive, right? Theirs don't tell them that. Theirs tell them to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? Surely God cannot forsake his own people whom we are. By now, every one of us has seen it, particularly that the blacks cannot rule themselves. This is what the man is saying. He don't even believe that you can rule yourself. They always believe that this is why you see the managers. Who's those owners of the Fortune 500 companies? White folk, right? They think they all is so up over us, right? The managers. Who do we see managing right now? White folk. Very seldom. Do you go and see blacks? You'll see now in McDonald's, you even see Spanish folk. They even put Spanish folk over you. They really don't believe that you can do it. But we created this. Don't you ever forget that. We was here first. We created it. And what happened? We trusted them devils so much that we come on in to be in our land, Africa. And what they do? Anytime they come, they take over, right? Any cat, what'd you say, Sarah? Am I answering your question, Sarah? Anytime they infringe, anytime you allow them to come and join your group, they want to take it over, right? Anytime you allow them to help you with your stuff, they end up taking it over. I'm just saying. Okay, let me just keep on. I appeal. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. By now, every one of us has seen it, particularly that the blacks cannot rule themselves. Give them guns and they will kill each other. This is why they don't do nothing about when black folk kill each other. They don't give no time, do they? Why? Let me read. Let me help you out. They are good in nothing else but making noise, dancing, marrying many wives, and indulging in sex. Let us all accept that the black man is a symbol of poverty, mental inferiority, laziness, and emotionally incompetent. The reason they put guns in your neighborhood is for you to kill each other. And why don't they do anything? Why? Let me ask you a question. When Amber Geiger killed Bossom Jean, how much time she get? But when we kill them, how much time we get? And when we kill each other, how much time we get? I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. Let us all accept that the black man is a symbol of poverty, mental inferiority, laziness, and emotionally incompetent. Isn't it plausible, therefore, that the white man is created to rule the black man? Come to think. Now, this is what it's saying. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you really feel. Come to think of what would happen one day if you woke up and on the throne sat, he called you the N-word. Hold on. Let me go back to that one. You don't even know what he just said. Come to think of it. What would happen one day if you woke up and on the throne sat, what color is God? What color is Jesus? What color is Yahshua, your God? They're going to be shocked when they get there and see a black Jesus on the throne, a black Yahshua on the throne, huh? Revelations 1:14 tells you what color he is. Now, y'all can act crazy if you want to. Read Revelations 1:14. He'll tell you exactly what color he is, okay? I'm just saying. Can you imagine what would happen to our women? What in the world? Why do you always think somebody wants them little flat booty white women? No boobies and flat boobies. What do y'all men want with them? You guys, what get me is our black men will marry a 400-pound white woman from the project, from Trailer Park, with 5 or 6 kids, and you won't date Precious. Who got money? Who looking for a black man? I'm just saying. I digress. Can you imagine what would happen to our women? Nobody wants a little flat, moody woman. Does anyone of you believe that the blacks can rule this country? We don't even think we can rule no more. I'm just saying. Hence, we have good reasons to let them all in prison. Hold on. Let me go back. We have good reasons to let them all, come with the Mandelas, because he did say the Mandelas, rot in prison. Is that what they're doing to our men? Okay. Are we not taking up what he said? Are we not doing this? Because our prison industrial came after this, right? Really hard in 1984 when Biden and Clinton wrote their 3-strikes law and then Biden wrote his Biden's law, right? Okay. Listen. And I think we should be commanded for having kept them alive in spite of what we have at hand with which to finish them off. Let me go back and say it again. Maybe y'all didn't hear it. And I think we should be commended for having kept them alive in spite of what we have at hand with what to finish them off. Are you listening? Okay. I wish to announce a number of new strategies that should be put to use to destroy this black bug. Okay, let me say that again. I wish to announce a number of new strategies that should be put to use to destroy this black bug. Okay, we should now make use of the chemical warfare, the vaccine, right? Stay with me. Priority number one, we should not, by all means, allow anyone any more increases in the black population, lest we choked very soon. Lest we be choked very soon. Did you hear that? That's where those abortions come in. Yep. Yes, he did. He lived a long time, didn't he? Yes, he did. I'm not done. Let me finish reading what this devil's had to say about black folks. And you think these white folk your friend. Okay. Keep on having Becky as your best friend in line next to your enemy. Sleeping with your enemy. Reprocreating with your enemy. Creating more of these demons. God won't even let these devils reproduce, but you helping them reproduce themselves. Oh, my God. I can't take y'all nowhere. Let me get back on my thing. Ooh, let me calm down. Let me calm down. Hold on. Let me find out where I am. Okay. Okay. I have exciting news that our scientists, have come with an efficient step. I am sending out more researchers to the field to identify as many venues as possible where the chemical weapons could be employed to combat any further population increases. Bill Gates, vaccines, pandemics, the hospital, our white nurses and our white doctors, because you can tell because it's written that more our black babies die who have white and black white nurses and white doctors. Am I correct, family? Look it up. I'm not talking about nothing I don't know. The hospitals is a very strategic opening, for example, and should be fully utilized. The food supply channel should be used. Are the food not being used now? Septeria. Whew. Yeah, eugenics is, yeah. Bill Gates, to name. One is a big, what is that prominent in eugenics? Yes, he is. Because you have to understand, Margaret Sanger was his family member. Look that up. Margaret Sanger, who was Margaret Sanger, you guys? Look her up real quick. Google is your friend. Margaret Sanger, put her name in there. Y'all need to look her up. That's who Hillary Clinton said was one of her mentors. She looked up to Margaret Sanger. Why would she look up to Margaret Sanger? Well, y'all, like and share this video, you guys, and send it out. Like and share, send it out. This needs to be known. Y'all keep thinking these devils your friend. Keep on thinking they're your friends. Okay, let me keep going, because the more I'm reading, the more I'm getting, you see my attitude changing, right? I'm getting mad. Okay. Okay, I'm trying to breathe. The hospital is a very strategic opening, for example, and should be used, fully utilized. The food supply channel should be used. We have developed excellent slow-killing poisons and fertility destroyers. Our only fear is in case such stuff came into their hands, as they are bound to start using it against us. If you care to think of the many blacks working for us in our houses. You go wait, Blog Talk. I'm hearing you. But we're going to finish this up. However, we are doing the best we can to make sure that the stuff remains strictly in our hands, and that's what they're doing. Recommending you to go to these white doctors. Recommending these vaccines to our babies. That's doing what to our babies? That's right, Septia, put it out there. Yes, she was. And guess what? She had a lot of black pastors behind her. Y'all better talk to me. Y'all better stop here. I'm getting upset now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to contain myself. Okay. However, we are doing the best we can to make sure that the stuff remains strictly in our hands. Secondly, most blacks are vulnerable to money inducements. That means our black leaders. All we got to do is pay them a dime, and they'll sell out their own. Do they not? Roland Martin, Candace Owens, Joy Reid. Oh, Lord. I'm getting so upset. This is making me so mad. Y'all see my little attitude changing, right? Y'all praying for me, okay, because I'm getting really upset. And these black folk, these coons, and it's a whole lot more of them. Lamont, what's the boy's name? Lamont Hill? I'm just saying. Every black person that they use, that they appoint, they already vetted them. Okay? I just want you to understand that. Secondly, most blacks are vulnerable to money inducement. I have set aside a special fund to exploit the venues. The old trick of divide and rule is still very, very valid today. Our experts should work day and night to set the black man against his fellow man. His inferior sense of morals can be exploited beautifully. Aren't they being exploited now? Give me a bag and they can be had. You better believe that. Are our values being exploited now with LGBT? Black Lives Matter taking over the LGBT? Or the LGBT taking over the Black Lives Matter? Black trans matter? No, they don't. Black lives matter. That's what you guys should be saying when they hollering, black trans matter, black lives matter, period. His inferior sense of moral can be exploited beautifully. And here is a creature that lacks foresight. They're telling you, you can't even see the forest for the trees. You don't even know who your enemy is. There is a need for us to combat him in long-term projections that he cannot suspect. They got stuff in place now. I told you they do stuff for generations. They don't do stuff for just today. They do stuff that's going to last for generations, you guys. Generations. They don't do stuff just for now. You guys don't even understand it. You guys don't even see it. You guys think these devils are your friends. They got stuff in place now that's still working against you. The Willie Lynch that they had back then is still working, operating today. That's why y'all asses keep voting Democrat. Who ain't doing nothing for you? Get your own political party. You can't even trust the ones that is black in the Democratic Party. So how the hell are you going to keep on voting Democrat? You can't even trust none of them. None of them have a black agenda for you. But you'll sit up there and look at them. Oh, they black. Let's vote for them. They black, but they look like you, but they don't rock like you. They may look like you, but they don't do nothing for you. But you keep putting them in. Tell me why. Tell me why. Why did it take for us to wake up? Do you hear what this man is saying? Do you hear what I'm saying, what I'm reading? Y'all better like and share this video. And I want y'all to pull this thing up for yourself and read it for yourself. I'm reading some of these comments. Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to finish. It's almost done, you guys. Almost. The average black does not plan his life beyond a year. Did you hear me? They plan for generations. That stance, for example, should be exploited. My special department is already working round the clock to come out with a long-term operation blueprint. My God. Stephen Darby has a video, look it up, called Blueprint. Look it up. Stephen Darby had a video called Blueprint. Look it up. Okay? I am also sending a special request to all Afrikaners, mothers, to double. God, today somebody calling me. Hold on. Who am I doing? They know I'm on here. Okay, hold on, you guys. I got to come back up here. Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. I am also sending a special request to all Afrikaners, mothers, to double their birth rate. Double their birth rate. It may be necessary to set up a population boom by putting up centers where we employ and support fully white young men and women to produce children for the nation. That part's not working because God stepped in. He won't even let them devils procreate. That's why their birthing rate is down right now. Let me finish. We are also investigating the merit of uteruses, rentals, as a possible means of speeding up the growth of our population through surrogate mothers. How much, and I remember one year, they were paying $10,000 for surrogate mothers. Y'all remember that? Do you remember that? This was in the 80s, 90s. They were paying these women to have babies for them. Boy, y'all, you think they not trying it now? But guess what? God intervened. Them devils can't even reproduce. I'm going to keep saying that. Them devils can't even reproduce. They can't even pay. Italy was talking about how their whole population was dying in Italy, and they was trying to get young folks to come back. They was paying them to have babies come back. They was giving them money for homes and giving them money to have babies. This is Italy. Look it up. For the time being, we should also engage a higher gear to make sure that black men are separated from their women, and fines imposed upon married wives who bear illegitimate children. That's why they wanted to take your men out of the house. I have a committee working on finding better methods of inciting blacks against each other and encouraging murderers among themselves. Murder cases among blacks should bear very, people keep calling, brothers, devil don't want me to get this out. People keep calling me. Y'all stop calling me. Stop. Stop it. God dang. Okay. Murder cases among blacks should bear very little punishment in order to encourage them. Did you hear me? Murder cases among blacks should bear very little punishment in order to encourage them. My scientists have come up with a drug that could be smuggled into their brews to affect low poisoning results and fertility destruction. Everything they do to us happens to them. Working through drinks and manufacturing of soft drinks geared to the blacks could promote the channels of reducing their population. This is how these devils think of you, and you call them friends. Oh, God. I'm not done. Almost though. Come on. Bear with me. Bear with me, guys. 5 more minutes. Okay. It says, ours is not a war that we can use the atomic bomb to destroy the blacks. They tried. So we must use our intelligence to affect this. The person-to-person encounter can be very effective. Now, what do I mean by that? The person-to-person encounter can become very effective. That means calling them best friends, calling them friends, period. Calling your enemies friends, going by their house, sleeping, having sleepovers with them, and you're the only black, and you come up dead, and don't nobody know what happened. That's what they're talking about. I'm just saying, going on a boating trip, being the only black, you drown. They come back, and because I say so, they get off for your murder. But they say, oh, he jumped overboard, and we tried to help him. We tried to find him, but we couldn't find him. I'm just saying. Okay. As the record shows that the black man is dying to go to bed with a white woman. Come on, y'all. Listen to me. Here is our unique opportunity. Boy, y'all don't get this. Y'all don't get it. Our sex squad, mercenary squad, should go out and camouflage with apartheid fighters while doing their operations quietly and administering slow killing poisons and fertility destroyers to those blacks they have thus befriended. Oh, God. I'm done. Let me read that again. Our sex mercenary squad should go out and camouflage with apartheid fighters, meaning the black first men, okay, while doing their operations quietly, administering slow-killing poisons and fertility destroyers to those blacks they thus befriended. We are modifying the sex mercenary squad by introducing white men, that's what's going on now, who should go for the militant black woman and any other vulnerable black woman. We have received a new supply of prostitutes. Come on. We have received a new supply of prostitutes from Europe and America who are desperate and too keen to to take up the appointment. Did you hear what I said, fam? Welcome, Michael.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Whoo, we have received a new supply of prostitutes from Europe, America. They're already here in America. These white women that's mirroring our black ball players with money, you think that's not on purpose? They set the Jews, the Khazarians, they set their daughters up to do just that because guess what? All that money goes back to them. Y'all better hear what I tell you. Tiger Woods, where his money go? Half of it went to that white woman, right? Okay. Okay, y'all keep thinking they friends. Keep trusting these devils. Okay. We have received a new supply of prostitutes from Europe and America who are desperate and too keen to take up the appointment. My latest appeal is that the maternity hospitals operations should be intensified. Okay? How many of our black babies dying? Stop having these white folks as your doctors. Y'all black women need to take up midwives. Midwives. Okay? We have to start our own. This is what I'm telling you. These thinking generations. We got black women. Take up being midwives. Maternity, my latest appeal is that maternity hospitals operations should be intensified. We are not paying these people to help bring black babies to this world, but to eliminate them on the very delivery moment. But you call these devils your friends. You sleeping in the bed with your enemies, and they've been faking and shaking for 500 years. They always hated you. God said they will have a perpetual hatred for you. And you keep thinking these devils your friends. So when I'm going to do a show on why do we call them friends? Why we call them friends? Oh, my God, I can't take this. Okay. If this department worked very efficiently, a great deal could be achieved. Most governments have set aside a special fund for erecting more covert hospitals and clinics to promote this program. Money can do anything for you, so while you have it, we should make the best of it. In the meantime, we beloved white citizens do not take to heart what the world says, and don't be ashamed of being called racist. I do not mind being called the architect and king of apartheid. I shall not become a monkey simply because someone is calling me a monkey. I will still remain your bright star. This was in 1985. Is this going on today, family? Is this going on today, family? This is how this cracker felt. This is how this devil felt. And you think more don't feel like him? He just showed you several operations that they have already in our neighborhood, our food. Our food. I can eat meat. And it does something to my body chemical. I love me some chicken. I'll eat it. But if it's them big old wings that look like my legs, I'm not eating that because I know that they've been pumped them up with poison. It's a shame we got to drive further out because we don't have our own grocery stores to produce our own food. The hospitals in our neighborhood. We need more black clinics. I just read. And we don't even understand the power of what we're dealing with. We don't even understand the demons behind these faces. We don't even understand the spirits that we operate with and we call friends every day and we lie down next to them every day. We don't even understand who we're dealing with because we're looking at this and we're looking at them smile at you and you think they're your friend. They're my friend. I had two women, and I'm going to show you if I can pull them up. Lord, I got to pull them up. I'm going to try to pull them up real quick. And these women were saying, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to see if I could. Well, anyway, they was trying to convince us that they had best friends that were white, okay? And they really believed that. They really believed that these white women were their best friends. Anytime I see black folk that's caping for white folk, it's sickening and it's disgusting because they don't even understand. And some of them do because they're doing it for money. Roland Martin is doing it for money. Roland Martin just tore down this black young man. He's 21 and he has a school, and he's building a school for black children. And he just tore this boy. He tried to, I should say. He didn't, because the black king got him, okay? He tried to tear this new black boy a butthole, a new butthole. And the black dude ate him up, ate him alive. And I want you guys to pull that up. And this is a black head. Dr. Boyce was talking about him on his show, and he talked about, what is the name of this boy? Oh, my God, I can't even. I want you guys to look him up. And he's really doing an amazing job with our boys and with our babies, okay, black boys. And we have to be very careful because, okay, on my live, you guys, let me show you my live, okay? You see these black women right here? Oh, shoot, where is it? Hold on. Okay, you see that? That's my live. And I have their picture up there because these two black women, they believe that those are their friends. These black women believe that they have best friends that are white. Okay? How can you forget that these devils don't have your best interest at heart? But Dr. Boyce Watkins had him on his show, and I'm going to pull him up, and I want you guys to see, but I want you guys to be very careful, but not be very careful, but I want him to be very careful because he's doing such an amazing job in the black neighborhood. They're going to come after him because, okay, here it is, where they said, why did Roland Martin attack a 21-year-old who is building a black-owned school, okay? And this 20-year-old, I want to get his name. King Randall. Okay, King Randall. I had to do that because I wanted to get the brother's name. King Randall, look him up. He is building a black school, okay, for our black boys. And I want him to be careful because he needs to be careful because they're going to send somebody in there that's going to, of course, you know what they do. Anytime you're helping our black children, they're already thinking of how can we pull him down. And the way they're going to do it is they're going to send a black child in there, and the child is going to accuse him of molestation. I already know what they're doing. You have the mindset, okay? And I'm praying for this young brother because, you know, he needs some, you know, he got to cover himself, okay? I know we're trying to help, and I'm not saying not do it. I'm not saying not do it at all. But you got to have some good people around you. You got to have, you know, some good covering around you. But you don't stop and you don't be threatened. But you got to be ready for the game. You got to be ready for them devils. You got to be ready for what they're going to try because they're going to try to pull him down because he's doing such an amazing job in the black community. And you guys know this. Roly-poly, like you said, is not your friend. He is not FBA. He is not foundational, nothing. He is one of those coons. One of those, just like I said, you have them in Jamaica, you got them in Africa, you got them coons everywhere we go. If you're black, you're a coon if you're not black first. If you have a white mindset, if you think these white folk are your friends, because I know a lot of foreigners, a lot of black folk too, that are coons that think black folk are their friends, and they will cape for them black folk. And when you come against their white friends, they're going to come out for you for blood. And I mean, they fight hard against them. They fight hard for them against their own. And they will protect Candace Owens, fight hard for her white daddy, honey. And then they'll have mixed devil that she did carry for that white man. Honey, that baby ain't going to marry nobody black. He going to marry white. I'm just saying. We genocide our own. We're genociding our own, okay? Cardi B, she's not black first. That girl, she didn't even want to be black. But listen to her music. And black folk, listen to that. Y'all need to warn up. They put that music in your neighborhood on purpose. They put that music in our neighborhood on purpose. You don't hear nobody black, and we have to hold our entertainers accountable. We have to start holding them accountable. They making music like WAP. Why are you promoting WAP, her nasty music? Why are you allowing your daughters to listen to that? I told my granddaughter, I better not hear Cardi B nothing. I better not even hear you talk about this nasty, ratchet tougher. And that's what she is, ratchet. You better not even mention her name because that is not a role model. Let me give you some role models. We don't give our children role models, they're going to look up to anybody. They're going to look up to anybody's role model. Everybody, Cardi B says she's not black. Why have we just built her $3 million home? We just got that woman a $3 million home. How many black folk on here have $3 million home? I don't even have $3 million home. I can't even get my, come on now, a $3 million home? You didn't make this woman millions off of being nasty. Our music is the only music that they tell our bees and hoes in, right? Thugs, gangsters, right? Our music is the only music that does that. You don't stand behind people that's disrespecting you. You don't stand behind Asians and still give them your money. You don't stand behind these white, these immigrant trucks, and you buying food off they immigrant truck. They don't even wash their hands, don't even have no gloves on. And they ain't got no bathroom, no water, no sink on that, and you buying tacos from their truck. Are you stupid or what? No, you don't buy food from their truck. You want some tacos, go make your own tacos. We make better food anyway. There's a guy that is allowing you to, if you want a food truck, my daughter, I told you, she's smoothie queen on IG, and also she has another business, Pampering You by Terea. Check her out. Pampering You by Terea and Smoothie Queen, check her out. That's my daughter. She's getting a food truck, and she's getting ready to go all around with her food truck, selling smoothie and vegan food. Breakfasts, making vegan breakfasts and vegan burgers and vegan everything, okay? So be ready for her food truck. I'm going to put it out there, but I want you guys to check out Pampering You by Terea, Charaya, that's her, okay? And IG, both of them on IG and Facebook, and she's also got Smoothie Queen. That's my daughter, okay? She's got two businesses. I'm just saying. I told you, my family, I have one daughter, she works, but she wants eventually to have her own clinic. For depression, and she wants to treat the past with depression. I told you my kids are off the train. I am training them to be business owners. The ones, if they want to be entrepreneurs, my granddaughter would be an entrepreneur. I'm setting her up now. And it's time for us to set our children up now. If you have children, start setting them up. My granddaughter is a mom. When you see my hair braided, my granddaughter does it, okay? My nails, my toes, my granddaughter does it. That's her makeup. She's a beauty. My granddaughter is 12 and already got in her mind what she wants to do, okay? Already have the money set aside for her building, okay? She's going to have a building, and she's going to be leasing our chairs. So whoever wants to lease our chairs, I was even thinking about getting the building now for it and just leasing our chairs, but I don't want to do anything in America. I want to do it over there. That's my thing. We're going to start over there. My daughter's going to get her a food truck over there and have one here too. I'm just saying, it's time for us to change our mindset. The sad part about this show is a lot of black folks are not ready for me. They're not ready for this. They still want to think the old mentality. I'm a racist to them. My truth makes me racist to them. My truth is my truth. I love black folks. I don't hate anybody. I need to put that out there. I don't hate nobody. Because I'm not caping for white folks means I hate them. No. I don't have to. Just like that man say, I don't care who called me a racist. I don't care. You can't make me out of a monkey. I'm not a monkey. Ain't that what he just said? He said, you can't call me a monkey. It's not going to make it true. You can't call me a racist and make it true. I'm not a racist. I don't have any power to do anything. Rockefeller Roosevelt, I don't have any power to create anything. I don't have any power to hurt another group of people. Who has that power in this country? But it's time for us to get our heads on straight. It's time for us to stop supporting our enemy. It's time for us to stop laying up with our enemy. I just read something, and the ones that's just coming in, you need to rewind this video. And what I just wrote, you guys, what I just read, you guys can look it up. And I want you guys to look it up. I want you guys to look him up. What is the name? What is the, I'm going to give you the name so you can look at, to call the Bothia, B-O-T-H-A, speech, 1985. Okay? And this man was the president of South Africa. And he lived a long life. He should have died. I'm not condoning violence. I'm just saying, when you're going to, he was rocking hard for. I mean, he was rocking hard against black folks. This man, this is generations, and it, and South Africa. That is one reason I will never touch South Africa. Too many white folks. I would never touch South Africa. I don't even want to care to visit South Africa, Egypt, Morocco. Too many. I don't even want to touch. If you're not black, a black country, I'm not going to South Africa because to visit, I could stay in America for that, because South Africa is the most racist ever. How are you going to be in Africa amongst all them black folk and be racist? How does that make sense? Get out. Go back to the Dutch. Go back to what you call Dutch. Go back to wherever you came from, okay? You in a black country going to be racist Chinese people. You in a black country, black, and you trying to be racist. Really? Yes, there are sellouts everywhere because you got infiltrators, Sophia. You got infiltrators in the foundation of black America. You got infiltrators in the ADOS. You have infiltrators, okay, people that they sent out. that look like you that they pay to disrupt, to see what black folk doing and disrupt it. That's what they're good at. They're very good at the COINTELPRO. They don't always have COINTELPRO, but look like we will get used to the COINTELPRO. We have not got used to the COINTELPRO yet. That's the thing about it. The school that those brothers were attempting to open, was it in Michigan? Okay. It was in Michigan? Okay. I didn't know if it was in Michigan. I didn't know where it was. Okay. I thought it was somewhere else. I thought it was one. It must be another one because I think this one was in Georgia. It was some part of Georgia that was real rural. Okay. And, you know, he talked about it. So if you guys pull up that one with Boyce Watkins, pull that up so you guys can see about the brother that we was talking about. Okay. I want you guys to you know, look him up and possibly support his school. Support him. We support our own. We can support these white schools. Support your own, you guys. It is time for us to come from among them. Black folks still sitting there waiting on the jobs to come back from them. Why? Open your own companies. I tell you, I see more black people opening up businesses now, and I hope you guys are seeing what I'm seeing. Black folk on the rise. Everywhere you look, they on the rise. They building their own. But just be careful when you hire white folks that they're going to try to come in and take over. And when they try, you shut them down. Excuse me, that's not how we do it here. We're going to do it this way. And if you want to do it that way, then you open up your own and you can go over there and do what you want to do over there. You can't do that here. Nicely? How you see I just said it? I said it was now because that's how they talk to us, but I meant what I said. I'm just saying. Some people, if you can, and that's the thing about black people, because we are so low in the totem pole from what they say, money buys us. Money, we'll do anything for money because we want it so bad, and that's how it is. They do stuff for money too, right? They do stuff for money, and they have money, and they still do stuff against their own. But guess what? When they do stuff against their own, they take care of them, don't they? You remember that white dude that was 70-some years old or 80 years old, and he marched for the Black Lives Matter, and he was out there with the police officer. He was white. He was a white man. He stood in front of the police, and he was talking trash to those police. What did they do? They pushed his behind down, didn't they? And they walked around him, down there, walked on top of him because he was white and he was off code. When you're off code, white boys handle you. They will kill their own who's off code, do they not? Listen to what I'm saying. Do they kill their own who's off code? They take care of their own. They pushed that man down. He busted his head. They looked at him and walked around him because he was off code, and they kept moving, did they not? Those police officers did not come up on any charges. And he said, like I said before, at this, devil was honest, which cannot be said for the Bidens of this world. Honey, Biden is the worst ever. That dude put your baby. Your black men that's still in jail today, okay? He put them in jail, and the laws that him and Clinton came up with, and you had the nerves to give him the presidency, the highest chair, and he is showing your black behind just what he thinks of you. He won't give you a dime. He's going to give you a study that's going to take 7 years to study what damages slavery did. Oh, he's going to set y'all black folk up for 7 years, so y'all going to keep coming back for 7 years, put him in office for 7 years, and that's what he's banking on. Hopefully he'll die in his sleep or whatever. I'm just saying. I'm sorry I shouldn't say that, but I'm just saying. And then we'll have Kamala, which is no better than him, okay? But did you see that guy that was sitting outside her house about to take her out? I'm just saying. These white folk ain't playing. You think they not going to try something with her? I'm just saying. They already, a black woman made it in the White House before a white Hillary? Really? Are you serious? You know they got offended. You know they was offended, right, to get this Asian woman. She's not black because ain't nothing black about Kamala. Her husband ain't black. She doesn't have only thing black is her dad, okay? And she don't have no relation with her dad because she hates black men. And we can tell. We can tell. We can tell, family. But my thing is we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to start recognizing who's black and who's for us. Just because you look like us, if you don't have a black be one heart, if you don't have a heart for black people, then you're not black first. You have to know the difference. We have systems in place. As me and just told you, we got stuff in place that's stopping us in our tracks. And we're looking at the outside, and we're not understanding the bigger plan. The bigger plan, they have stuff in place already, your food, hospitals, women, men, already in place to come against us. You think this stuff is 85? You think that's still not going on now in 2021? Are you serious? You think America didn't look at that plan and got that plan? The same thing I just read, they got, they doing. They putting it in place now. The prison system. Oh, Lord, I'm be beating up my little thing. I'm sorry, Blog Talk. I'm beating up my phone and y'all hearing all this noise. Sorry, Blog Talk. I'm just saying. Just like we saw it, they see it. You think they didn't read that same thing? You think they didn't put that stuff in place? Because I'm sure that he has more extensive plans. He's dead, but he left his legacy. He left his, that print. That's in printing. That's in print. You can read that anytime you want to. Pull it up and read it. I'm just saying. So what's the plan? What's the plan? You need to recognize who your enemies are and stop sleeping with your enemies. Our basketball players, our black men with money got white women, don't they? That's not just for naught. That's for real. That was playing like that. I don't know where it started, but it's playing like that. And they think they got something. You've been abused and don't even know it. But they don't care. Because she's sucking and doing some other stuff. I'm just saying. They don't care. They don't care. And you had one woman that on her page, she was racist. And I think she just married a black football player, a basketball player, and he knew about her Facebook page. He didn't care. He still married her. He still got engaged to her. And they showed him the post that she didn't care. They can fake and shake as long as they need to. Dr. Dre, his woman leaving him, ain't she? How many years? How many babies? And wanted half of his half. She was hoping he would die before she had the divorce, but she just couldn't take it no more. So guess what? She's suing him for everything, for half of what she had nothing coming into the marriage. Now she's going to leave with half. Tiger Woods, his wife was a nanny. A nanny. And she got what? She would never have to work ever a day in her life, ever. She was a nanny. They'll take a nanny over a black woman that's working hard because they're brainwashed. But this is what happens when we allow them to educate our children. Educate your own children. This dude in Georgia, he's got a black school. Why not find out where his school is? And if you're close to his school, send your boys there. Send your children there. I'm just saying, we have stuff in place. We need more schools. We have educators that can educate, the teachers. Put your plan together. Build your own online school. If our kids are going to go to school online, or build your own homeschooling. And let's get these, let's use these, I know a lot of families have to work. Yes, use the grandmas that are retired, these older women, and I'm not talking about the dementia grandmas. I'm talking about the grandmas that's going to be nice to her kids. And the grandmas that are doing nothing, that's sitting down watching the stories all day, that you can pay them $100 or $70 a week to watch your children while you go to work, make your money, or create your own business, okay? And you bring in the grandmas to watch your kids while you're creating your own empire and pay them $70 a week. That's $100, that's $300 a month on top of what they're making. And some of these grandmas, they're not asking for much. They're just asking for you. They'll take $50. I'm just saying, let's get that together. Who's here to stand in America that can put that together? We need our own investigating team to investigate these suicides that they keep telling that black men are having. Who's going to investigate? Who's investigating? We need our own personal investigating team. We got some men on here. Why not create your own investigating team nationwide? So when these men, these police officers come and say, oh, it's a suicide. You didn't even investigate nothing. You already put it in your head because you don't want to say anything. You already don't want to investigate the hangings of our black men, and you seriously don't even care. So you'll say, oh, automatically a suicide. The Klan is coming out hanging Negroes. There was a group in 2 years ago that talked about that we was going to start hanging black people. What's the name of that group? I need to do a story on them. What is the name of the group? If anybody knows that name of that group, put it in the comments. I need to know. They came out 2 years ago, and they said they were going to start hanging niggas. That's what they said. You can do your own business. Yes, there. You just got a stimulus check. You just getting your taxes. You don't need a whole lot to do your business online for now. Do an online business for now. It takes $50. $40, you do it 2 weeks for free. And go under Shopify if you can do an online business. You do a Shopify for now. And later, once you make your money, then you can open a natural shop. But right now, you can purchase a Shopify for 2 weeks. I think it's free. And then after the 2 weeks, you have to pay like maybe $30 a month. And then GoDaddy, you get your domain name, and you pay them like $10 a year. So that's $40. You get your own business. You don't need to save money. So what kind of business are you trying to do, Sarah? I am a business consultant. I'm very good at this. This is my gift. I will be having several businesses that I'm going to leave to my children when I die. My granddaughter, I'm going to set her up in her business. Okay, my daughter is going, it's going to be other things that I'm doing in Africa. I'm not going to do anything here. I was trying to do something. I couldn't find a building. They wanted too much money. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it to Africa and I'm going to do it there. What kind of business are you trying to do, Sarah? There are things that we can do, family. We don't have to sit here like this. True story, when I was under grad in USC, I was able, also a flag girl, okay? I saw more white girls waiting by the tunnels, yep, where the football players ran out to play. I believe you, doing the players, yep, errands for them. Yeah, homework, et cetera, includes black players, yeah. Yeah, I know that. That's true. That's true. They do it on purpose, and then guess what? They holler rape when they can't get you. And then they holler, you know, one lady tried to destroy that one basketball player, remember, a couple years ago, but she was caught on tape saying, I can ruin you and I can do this, that, and the other to you. That's the only reason why he can go to jail. Okay? So they know the power. They know the power. But guess what? Our men keep playing with fire. So you play with fire, you get burned. That one young man that was in college, he was playing football. He got 12 years. 12 years. They ruined his, he's been in jail like 2 years now. And ain't no telling what that dude has not been through in jail. So he will probably mentally, after coming out of jail, fighting for his life, because if you rape a woman in jail or you mess with a child in jail, it's going to be hell for you. Ask them Central Park boys. They went through hell in jail, did they not? I'm just saying. But I'm telling you, we need to get our children, even our colleges, we need to get them, our black HSBUs or whatever, HSBCs or whatever they call our black schools, okay, like Norfolk State. We need to start teaching black. We need to get them back black. They're too white now. The people that are teaching, a whole lot of what white professors are working there, they're not teaching these black colleges aren't black colleges like they used to be. They're not the same. We need to keep our colleges black. We need to have for more funding for our colleges, okay, because they was really trying to make all HSBUs go out of business because they were teaching black students. That's what that was about. So now that they are teaching more whiteness, now they're going to support them because now we got you where we want you and you're teaching the way we want you to teach. Now we're going to get you some money. That's all that is. That's the sad part about black folks. We can't have nothing to ourselves. Every time we try to get something to ourselves, what happens? They want to take it over, right? Okay. I didn't want to make this live too long, but I hope you guys learned something. Yes, judgment is falling now. That's your prayer every day, that judgment fall on this country. And that black folk continue waking up, because I do believe that we are waking up, and we do need our own. Let me see. I'm just trying to make sure I didn't forget anything. We look at poverty and stuff, and we look at the ghettos and all. Just know that they created that. We didn't create that. They created it for us. And people look at us and say, why y'all? You know, they don't know the history. So when they say stuff like that, I look at them, I know they don't know the history. I was not trying to be here all day, but I just wanted you to understand that this is who we're dealing with. And if you read Psalms 83, it talks about, come let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. So if you know who you are, yes, HBCUs, yeah, I don't know why it's HSBCUs, you know what I meant, though. HBCUs are not what they used to be. That's why they're giving them money. That's why, you know, they're really caping for them right now, because now they got them what they want, and now they're teaching more white history, all that, you know, they're whitening everything. But this is our own fault, because this is what happened when we integrated. God never told us to integrate. Yahshua never told us to integrate with these devils. He wouldn't have ever told you to come together with these children. So Martin Luther King, if people understand the truth about him, and I know people don't want to speak ill of the dead and not, but he was an agent. He did it on purpose. He brought you together, brought you from your bus companies, your taxi companies, your schools, your own communities, your own areas, your own cities, and brought you together with devils. And we were happy to do it. We thought we was going to be equal. You were better than them. Why would you want to be equal to devils? You were better than them. We had it going on. We had our own everything. All we had to do was put money into it. And just like Black Wall Street, you see how banging Black Wall Street was? We could have had all our cities like that. They was coming to us for stuff. But what happened? They bombed it. They broke it down, and then we had to go to them. Now we have to go to them for everything. So we can do the same. We're in the predicament we're in because of us, family. We can come out of this at any time we want to. We can come from under them. It's time for us to come from under them, to be separate. Because I'm going to tell you what, a lot of us died. A lot of black folk died from COVID because you're sleeping with your enemy and you're not obedient. Come from among them, be separate, and learn not their ways. That's your commandment. And what have we done? We can't. We're among them. We're eating, living among them. And the same punishment they're getting, you're going to get because you're attached to them. You're married to them. Some are men married to them, men, women, having babies, time, and glad of it, too. And we're glad to be amongst our enemies and proud of it. And we will fight hard for them, but they won't fight hard for you. They will never fight hard for you. They're never off code. I don't care what happens. Kyle Rittenhouse, this 21-year-old, they made this boy look like an angel. And that other dude that just shot up the school, they're going to make him look like an angel too. But if it had been your black son who's unarmed and died being unarmed of a nonviolent crime like a taillight, and he died because he ran and got shot in the back 7 times, Jacob, and now you're crippled and your mom's after gear, that's how I know we don't serve the same God. We don't serve the same God. So they never forgive. They never denounce theirs. What's the end game? The end game is just like I said, come from among them, learn not their ways, and be separate. That is the end game. And we're going to close out with that. I hope I've said something to encourage you. I hope I've said something to make you think. You already know these are not your friends. Stop acting and pretending like they're your friends. They are not. We're going to be back next Tuesday, same time, same station, 11:30. I'm trying to be more consistent, but like and share, hit the thumbs up so you'll know when I'm here, because we always on fire. We try to always bring the heat. We always try to bring the heat, because I never want you to forget. We're going to start talking more about Africa, and the closer I get to getting there, and don't just wait when I get there. We're going to really be on fire. I'm going to take you everywhere when I get there, but we're going to be on fire. So like and share so that you'll know when I go, and I'm trying to see if I can get some people that want to go with me. Okay, I have 7 people that want to go. Of course, my family, and I have some other people that are signed up. So if you guys want to think about going, we're going to try to go in August. We'll talk more about it later. But I'm just wanting to take as many. I don't want as many of us to go. If we can get 20 people, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm just saying. But when I go, I'm planning on staying at least 3 months. I'll be back and forth. Okay, because my husband's still working here, so I'm going to be back and forth. But I hope I've said something to encourage you guys. But I want you guys to rewind this tape, rewind this video, and you guys hear what that young man or that devil said. What was his name? Y'all need to rewind the tape and see what he said, okay? Because it was nothing nice that he had to say about us. But that's how they feel. And you can tell me now, after this show, that white folk are your best friend, then you are the fool. You are the idiot. And I will tell you to your face, I feel very sorry for you. Because you are a self-hating, loving Negro that needs some brain stuff going on. You need some help. And if you still think they're your friends, you're going to die with them. Because you're going to take that COVID shot, and you are going to die. Everybody is taking that shot. You're going to die. Your days are limited. And I do appreciate everybody that came. Michael, you're so welcome. I hope you come back and see us again. 11:30 Tuesdays, you guys. Join me here. 11:30 Tuesdays. Set your alarm clock. 11:30 Tuesdays. Said you guys have an amazing day on purpose. My computer takes this time. Forget it. We're Blog Talk. I am so glad that you stayed with me. I hope you guys are enjoying the broadcast. I do appreciate every time you guys come and join me, and I appreciate you guys coming to join me even after the broadcast, even when we're not broadcasting, but I hope you guys look up what I read, and if you have any questions or comments, you can come on my YouTube channel, Sister Cheek, and you can ask your questions there. I do answer them. I do, you know, I'm very aware of who's talking and who's asking questions, so I do come back and answer them. So, hey, I appreciate all that you guys do.
and I want you to stay stay B1. Don't change for anybody. If your family members don't like it, that's on them. Too bad. Stay black. And I hope I've said something to encourage you, something to give you something for you to think about. All right. Peace. See you next Tuesday.
We're about to go higher from here.